Welcome to our public affairs show, where we will be talking about the hot topic of phones being banned in New York high schools. And we got some pre-recorded interviews, special guests, and the pros and cons of phones being banned. So to start, we will have some interviews. Nate?
First, we caught up with Miss Lumagino, the assistant principal of the ninth grade. Here's what she had to say.
I'm Miss Lumagino, and Miss Lumagino, should phones be banned in schools?
So this is a very complicated topic. I know that it is a hot topic. Phones banned in schools. There are a lot of components to this. I think phones are very distracting to students. However, some teachers and staff use it for educational purposes. So there are a lot of ways in which we use phones for academic reasons. So something that was brought up to me recently was about science teachers. They use it for stopwatches. So there's a lot of things that we have to take into consideration. Another piece that plays an important role is that we have an open campus. So if phones are not allowed in school for the whole time of school, how does that get monitored? There's a lot of different questions to it. So as far as I think that cell phones can be distracting, but I think that there's a lot of different things. We have Apple Watches. We have different devices that also do things that phones can do. So we have computers that you can receive text messages on. So there's a lot of components to it. I don't think there's really an answer right now that I could say. However, I do think that they are distracting at certain points, but they are good as far as when staff uses them educationally.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
She did a great job of listing the pros and cons when it comes to cell phones being used in schools. But she said that they could be used for educational purposes. And so she did a great job of listing the pros and cons. Could there be other pros and cons that could be listed? But what we're saying is the New York Congresswoman could say that the high schools have to ban, and we will be struggling with figuring out a way to keep the school intact and be able to communicate within the school. Jonah, I'm going to pass it over to you. You had an interview with Mr. Prindle. Let's hear what he had to say.
Yeah, next I caught up with ninth grade and symphonic band director Mr. Prindle. This is what he had to say on the ban.
Yes, hi there. I think that cell phones are big part of our school culture, and to make a change like that would have pretty big effects. Sometimes they are in the way during instructional time, and it's a good opportunity for students to learn how to manage their phone use. I think that if there is a ban, we'll all have to figure out how to work around that and work with that so that we're following the rules, but still able to get things accomplished.
All right, thank you.
He did a great job of explaining what will happen if the phones do end up getting banned through the Congress, and he did a great job. The vote is coming up, so we will see what happens. Now on to a student. I caught up with Spencer Gordon, a ninth grader, and he had a different opinion saying phones should not be banned in schools. He had a full opinion on that. Let's hear what he had to say explaining that.
I'm your Spencer Gordon. Spencer, should phones be banned in schools?
I believe not, as I think for several reasons they are not a necessity, but they could be very helpful in certain situations of getting help right away. But if they're in something that is not, like, that you can't get to, and there's a fire or someone is injured and needs help, I think that it could be very useful to be able to call them right away instead of having to take a quick stop to, like, get it open.
Thank you.
Spencer did give great opinions on that, but he could have explained that we do have phones in schools that could be used to call people, and he didn't explain that. But another student, a female, we talked with Kylie and Juliana. Let's see what they had to say.
I'm here with Kylie, and Kylie, should phones be banned in schools?
No, I don't feel safe without my phone.
Juliana, what do you think?
I do not think that they should be banned because I think that we should be trusted with them.
Thank you.
So a lot of people are bringing up emergencies, saying that emergencies are because of why phones should be kept. I think that emergency is yes, they can, but in middle school, you don't keep your phones. I'm going to send it back over to a teacher. A teacher I spoke with, Senora Parletta, a Spanish teacher. Let's hear what she had to say.
I'm here with Senora Parletta. And Senora, should phones be banned in schools?
Yes, I think phones should be banned in schools because they are a distraction for students, and the school provides you with Chromebooks to access technology to complete your classwork.
Thank you, Senora.
Next, I caught up with student Jackson Brouse on his opinion on the phone ban.
Well, phones are really beneficial to the learning process. They're used in a multitude of classes. Is that all? Yeah.
He didn't have much to say, but he echoed the points that have been said throughout most of the arguments. And now I'm going to hand it off to Gabe.
So he was saying how phones are used in an educational way. But students do have school-issued devices and Chromebooks, which generally are used a lot more than phones for educational purposes. So, Nate, do you want to take a look at another interview with Mrs. Byrne, see what she had to say?
She had a great opinion. Let's hear what she had to say. Hers is a little bit shorter, but we'll see.
I'm here with Ms. Byrne, and Ms. Byrne, should phones be banned in schools?
I think it's a great idea to ban phones in schools. I think sometimes kids, even though they want to pay attention, are distracted by their phones. So I think taking away that distraction is only going to help kids.
Thank you.
She had a great opinion on that and really showed her expression towards her feeling of strictly banning phones in schools because it's a full distraction towards students, as the study had been shown that phones are addicting. There's been multiple scientific studies shown that that is true. And so they're saying that phones should be banned in schools. But a con towards that is whether you're able to communicate, because we have an open campus, you want to go to the library section, but the library doesn't have any seats. Your friends may want to go somewhere else, and how are you going to communicate with them if you want that to happen? I'm going to swing it over to Alexa, and she's going to explain.
So I believe that the ban does not work because the ban will not work because generally banning does not work. For example, when prohibition occurred, speakeasies formed. When parents ban candy, kids want more of it. This same idea applies for any ban. When it is banned, you want it more, and a bigger issue occurs. Another reason is a phone creates safety and comfort. Some kids feel comfortable being able to talk to their parents. If they are nervous for a test, their parents can give them confidence and calm them down. Phones also create safety in emergency situations. Let's say there's a fire in the main office and everyone in there has to leave. Who will call the fire department? Even if the specific situation doesn't happen, it can comfort the kids. Also, it will upset kids, and they will be focusing and talking about this ban instead of their work. There's also a lot of data that shows that the banning will stop kids from being able to focus because they're so distracted on the actual ban itself. Next off, I'm going to pass it to Holden.
Also, some people believe that phones should be banned in school for reasons like distractions, decreased social interaction, cheating, cyberbullying, privacy, and focus on education. Some people that think this are admins, teachers, principals, and parents, too. New York State has been trying to make a law to ban phones in school. Governor Kathy Hochul believes that phones should be banned in school because of these reasons. Now, Gabe with the poll.
In addition to the interviews that we did, we also did a poll. So we got a lot of people in the poll, and 9 people agreed to the phone ban. But 58 people think that it should not be banned. As a trend that was noticed in the poll was that majority of the teachers wanted phones to be banned for reasons like distractions. But then majority of the students, almost all the students other than about 2 or 3 students, said no to the phone ban for many different reasons. And so now we're going to go over to quick reactions from the cast and see what you guys think of the poll. So, Jonah, what do you think about the poll? And then later you could say what your opinion is.
Personally, I'm going to have to agree with the poll. I don't think phones should be banned because I believe that it's more steps to a safer and secure school environment. Some kids are just scared to come to school because of all kinds of different emergencies that could possibly happen. So now I'm going to pass it off to Alexa.
I do not agree with the phone ban. Holden? No, sorry, Drew.
I think this phone ban will play a big role if this happens. But I do not think it should happen.
I think I don't really have an opinion on this, but I think that the teachers, I think that they have seen that kids are addicted to their phones, while students really haven't seen that fully towards themselves. And I think that that teachers and students have differing opinions, like we saw in the poll. Gabe, what do you think?
Yeah, I think it's a very tough topic, as there are many pros and cons to it. I understand the teacher's perspective on why they think phones should be banned, because it does make it more difficult for them to teach. But in the student's perspective, students just want their phones. They feel more comfortable with it. There's pros to it. Like, let's say you're a junior or a senior who can go off campus. It's going to be very difficult to go off campus without, like, how are they going to do your phones with juniors and seniors going off campus? Are they going to be able to sign their phone out to go off campus? Because if they can't, I don't know if many students are going to want to go off campus during lunch, because they might not feel safe walking around the town without their phones in case of an emergency. So, Holden, what's your opinion?
It's hard. There's both, like Gabe said, there's pros and cons. But also, what would they do with everyone's phones? Would it be like in a caddy at the front door? Or would it just be like you bring it to the class and then you have to put it in the pocket? Because I do that in a lot of my classes.
Yeah, I think it'd be, you have to like put your phone in the main office or something. It's not going to just be the phone pockets. But the phone pockets are a good thing that I think more teachers should
do. It would be very hard for the school to collect all of them. Let's go into more deep opinions with Jonah. Let's hear what you really think about this.
So in quick reactions, what I said earlier, I really just want to restate that. I feel like it just adds more steps to making the school safer and more secure. Kids really are attached to their phones nowadays, and it's a big part of our school culture. And I think without them, kids are just going to be worried until the next time they do have them. So that's just my opinion. Here's Alexa.
I do not agree with the phone ban, as previously stated, because I think in emergency situations, not having phones is only going to create more of an issue. Fire shootings, God forbid, are going to be so much more of a major, emergency. Thank you. Because people aren't going to be able to contact their parents, and also going off campus is going to be more annoying because some students' parents like to have their location, and if they're not on campus, while it says they're on campus, there might not be a great home situation.
My complete opinion is I don't think the state, Kathy Hochul, will not go through with the ban, but I think each school individually will have their own way of discussing how to address it. I could see Port Washington making every class implementing putting the phones in the pocket, but I think the state will not go through with it. Nate?
I think there are many pros and cons to this opinion, and I think that they're both politically correct, and that some kids have opinions on yes and no, but I think there are many pros and cons towards that, and I think that whatever is chosen, we will be able to adapt to and be able to continue as a school. I'm going to pass off to Holden. Holden, what do you have to say?
I want to go back to where the phones are going, because at the end of the day, when everyone's leaving, it's going to be a total mess in the main office if all the phones are going there. People could get hurt, because a bunch of people are going to run for their phones. But also, in middle school, people are just going to sneak their phones if that's possible, because if they're not putting it in the pockets, you could, also some people, have old phones because they get new phones. They'll put that in the pocket, and then they'll have their phones. So it could be useful, the ban, but it also couldn't. But also on the legal stuff, how is that constitutional, really?
So I want to go back to what you said about putting the phones away again. As in middle school, we would put our phones in our lockers, and that was a big thing. So I think that I wonder if the school might reinstitute and make students put their phones in their lockers like we did in middle school, because that could be a more organized and less chaotic way than everyone putting their phone in the same place and being a rush to get your phone at the end of the day and put your phone away in the morning.
So that will be it for today's Public Affairs Show. Thank you for listening.